into the new minion. I know it's going to be the show that shows it what's going to be the pajamas. Okay. I didn't bring my thing, but I thought we were doing the. You want to tell? We're 8:30 first. Oh. No, I knew that. I didn't see the before. I thought that was. Okay. That's it. So, what? Where'd he go? Okay, let's
Okay,
start.
if you
So,
got a drink.
we're talking about the Segulas HaShoifer to be Kofer Ra over Tovo Vara. He says a few things here. I'm not going to get into it now. Maybe next week we'll get into it more. I want to go into the next paragraph. Here, there's a chair here. Oh, there. I still didn't have a chance to prepare further in that subject, so we're going to go into the next paragraph and then we'll continue. So we start off the Tefillah of Malchus, which declares Hashem as Melech, with the famous Tefillah of Aleinu L'Shabeach. So he goes through it. Aleinu L'Shabeach.
Who's going to say on that? You're not going to say.
Aleinu. So Zeh Shevach Shemeshabrim, with fun of Yisbarach. Well, yeah, I'm skipping that. So the main function of Aleinu is that we're about to declare that Hashem is the Melech. So if you were to declare that Hashem is the Melech, what would you focus on? What would you focus on if you were saying that Hashem is the Melech? I would say, yeah, Hashem is all powerful. Hashem is this. Hashem is that. No, the first thing that we talk about is that Hashem, you're the Melech. But you know what's important, significant about that? That you chose us to be your nation. That's the main knetch. That's the main point. Dagesh. The Adon Kol be'emes. Hashem is the Adon Kol in truth. Ki hu levadoi ha-motzui. He is by himself the Motzui HaRishon, the first and only Metzias. And everything comes from him. And everything in the world is his and just from his ratzon. So first of all, he's why is he mentioning Adon Kol? Because that's the tefillah, right? So why are we using this term of Adon Kol? We It is our responsibility or our privilege to praise the Adon Kol. So Adon Kol refers to the name of Hashem as the complete master over everything. So he's the Adon Kol. Va'omnam, however, bebechinas sidrei habria shebara nikru yoitzer bereishis. And as far as creating a system for the world to function, that's called Yoitzer Bereishis. So Hashem has two names in Aleinu. Aleinu Shabeach La'adoin HaKol. Lo says Gedula. We give Gedula L'Yoitzer Bereishis to He who created the world. So there's two nekudas. One is He's the Adoin of everything. That means everything comes from His Ratzon, and He controls everything. If there's a Sidrei Bereishis here, there's an ongoing system where the world functions, and Hashem runs that system as well. Hinei. And Hashem gave us a particular role in the world. Hashem literally gave us a special role in the world. Because we are the ones that in the future will be davuk to him, and we are the ones that are zoicha to stand in front of him forever. V'zehu, sh'lo yasonu k'goyei ha'aretz, we are not similar to the nations of the world. Ha'inu shebe'b'chinaseinu b'china nivdelis m'kulam l'gam, we are totally separate and different than all the nations of the world, like we spoke before. We are dedicated to his avodah. The other nations in the world have other roles in this world. Their role is to bring out a, to bring a subordinate to us, to be support to us, to help us in our mission, as we said earlier. But what is our function in the world? Our function is the actual mission. Our function in the world is to be double to Hashem. We don't have the same job as them. Okay? Now, I'm not clear on the next part, but he says, "Hine sidru arba shvachim keneged arba oisiris Hashem baruchu." There are four letters of Hashem. The four letters of Hashem indicate four ways that He controls the world, and those four are connected to four shvachim that we mentioned here: aleinu l'shabeach, l'aseitz gedula, shloim asanah kiriyatos lo samanu. I don't know what this means, to be honest. Because the Acher Kach Misapar connected Zeh Begnus Shlam with the Zara is Shloi Shom Chalkeinu Kaim Vagaralenu Kol Amayam Shehem Mishtachim Lavrk Mispalu. And therefore, this four connected four, and we are basically, in order to determine, describe the Malchus of Hashem, we are describing A, the Godness of Hashem in creating the world and running the world, and then we are describing our role in that. But our role is not because we chose that role. Our role is because Hashem gave us that role. And that's the main nekuda. Okay. V'hine, klal abriya mitzchalak l'shnayim, haynu milmato milmaila. Mila klal mashpiyim, mata klal makablim. Vizeo shuhu noy teshamayim, umeilaila v'yoyisarat mata. In Hashkin mizgalas b'kiz ha'kovim majogis al-yonis, Moshe v'yikar ha'yashmayim ba'al. So, Hashem expresses His dominion in the world in the upper spheres and in the lower spheres. He is the power in the upper shamayims that we don't see. And He controls the lower down here. So that's both mentioned as well. That we say, shuhu noy teshamayim, that's the upper spheres. Yoyisirar is in the lower. So he's the complete Adon of the whole planet Earth. And Moshe Yikar, but Lamaisa, where is he? B'Shamayim Mal. Now, why are we talking about this on Rosh Hashanah? This beautiful tefillah. But what does it do on Rosh Hashanah? V'nei HaKavod Mizgala B'Rosh Oylam HaBriya Al HaKisei. Who atzma misala bebechina yoisim mero memes, who batzilus, vall of nemar shkin as uzai begavi meroimim. This is high stuff, everybody said. He's in the oil of batzilus right now, which is the first level of hashpa'ah that came out of Hashem into creation.
It's like one of the highest levels, right?
Yeah.
Is there higher than that?
Well, there's kes there's not in terms of it's the highest level outside when the Ratzon Hashem begins to manifest itself into the world. So the manifestation of the Ratzon Hashem begins to take root in the Olam Hatzilus. So let me give an example. We've spoken about this before, right? A guy wants to make money.
I've never heard such a concept before.
Well, it's just a muscle. Just relax. So a guy got to be creative. Right? Come on. So a guy wants to make money. So what does he think he's gonna make money? He's gonna make chocolate. So he goes and he this muscle, right? So he goes and he buys a field
Next to a
in
colo.
yeah. He goes yeah. He goes buys a field in what are they, in Colombia, where they make cocoa beans, right? So he buys a field in Colombia. He hires some workers. He gets invests in cocoa beans. Starts planting, right? So when he buys that field, is there any shaychus to making money yet? No, right? It's very far
That
away from
value.
making money. That purchase of the field, very, very far away from making money, right? But what was the first thing that when you saw this guy, he wants to make chocolate, right? When do you know he's serious? When did you see the first expression of that desire to make chocolate?
When he bought the
When he
field.
bought the field. But it's no shaykhs to chocolate, no shaykhs to money.
Shaykhus to serious, and this is of
It,
purpose.
it it's already outside the world of idea into beginning the world of maysa.
This is my
So that's
soul.
kind of the Olam Atzilus. It's outside, it's not in the Machshava of Hashem anymore,
No.
but it has nothing to do with this world. But it's where the Ratzon Hashem begins to express itself.
It must.
Right? So we start seeing that, okay, there's something here, we don't know what it is, you have to wait for it to manifest itself. So, but ultimately, the Ratzon began there, and that's the closest to the true Ratzon. Because the only thing that this guy did himself was buy the field. The rest he gets workers to do. So in a way, the thing he had the most shaychus to was buying the field. So that's Moshe of Yikaroi Pashamayim Mimal. No, it says Ushchinas Uzo is Begove. Okay, we'll continue this and we're going to talk about the shofar more next week. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone. Mr.
Shabbos.
Nisim, Mr. Rabbi Doc, we'll see you all.
And as far as speak about